Hey, my name is Jean LaFrance, and I'm a professor with the Faculty of Social Work in Edmonton. And I've been interested in working with Aboriginal people for a long, long time. I've spent 33 years working with the government around child welfare issues, and the last 15 years doing a lot of research and community work with Aboriginal people. So it's been one of my passions, and you might want to know I'm a grandfather and a great-grandfather, what the Cree people called Chapan this time, something I'm really happy about. And my grandson, Cassius, is going to be interviewing me for this production to introduce you to what we want to do with the Circles of Understanding.
Hi, everybody. My name is Cassius Morris. I am here. I am a 13-year-old reporter, and I'm here to interview my grandfather and professor Doc Jean, as you guys know him. I'm here to interview him about, why he got interested in teaching about this and why he's so passionate about it and things like that. So it's good to be here. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Just give me a little bit of a description.
Well, this course actually came about some time ago. In part, it started when I became much more interested in finding out what kind of worldview Aboriginal people have and how they see the world and how that's different than Western or European people see the world. And it became clear to me after a while that there were a lot of differences that we really didn't understand very well. So that began a journey for me of meeting with Aboriginal communities and working with Aboriginal people from that vantage point to try to see as much as I could the world through their eyes and to possibly play a part in helping Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people begin to understand each other a bit more. And ultimately gave rise to this course and what I'm trying to do.
How did your interest in learning about this course come about?
When I think about it, probably started a long time ago when I was a small boy growing up in St. Paul, where Aboriginal people used to camp near our house. And I've always been intrigued and interested by Aboriginal people. And in the course of my work, I got to work with more and more people who were of Aboriginal descent. And I had worked in government for a lot of years and had a lot of questions. And after a while, about 15 years ago, I left the government to work with the university as a teacher and researcher. And it became, to a large extent, my passion was to try to understand Aboriginal people and their worldview and try to work with them and with their European people to better understand each other and play some kind of a role, maybe in terms of translating between systems or working with both systems in whatever way I could.
Okay, so how did ideas for courses like the Circles of Understanding, how did you get those ideas?
Well, they actually came out of a session. We had invited about 160 people who, some of whom were child welfare workers, some of whom were white people working with Aboriginal people. But most of them were people who were Aboriginal and who had been in care of the child welfare system. And we had a two-day gathering where everybody was able to share their experiences about what had happened even back to the 60s, where people had been in the child welfare system. And they were able to share their experiences and what had happened with them and how they felt about it and what they would like to see that would be different. So that became the impetus for deciding that we needed to do something to create more understanding based on what these people were telling us that really we didn't think very many people did understand or appreciate.
Do you have any sponsors for the course?
Yes, the sponsors are the Creating Hope Society, a society that was created to try to break the cycle of child welfare and to make sure that ultimately, every Aboriginal child has an Aboriginal home. The other major partner in this is the Faculty of Social Work, where I teach. And so it's a joint process, the academic world and the world of day-to-day reality with Aboriginal people, not only historically, but as it's happening today, even in urban centers throughout Canada. That was the impetus for saying we have to do something. And what we did with that is that we then ended up with about 16 people who had been there. Again, some were native people, some were not. Some were people who'd been in care, some were people who'd worked as professionals. And the course that we're talking about was developed by all 16 people. We came together, and as we came to understand each other and to work together in creating the course, it resulted in what we're offering today.
What will it be like to be in the course?
Well, the course is going to be something that's online. It will have film material. It'll have print material. We will have an option for discussion groups. We're trying to build in much more of the up-to-date media we have today, like Facebook and YouTube. So a whole variety of media. It's a sort of course where it's based on the medicine wheel. So what we have are four modules based on the physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental parts of human life. And it's also within each one is our three instructional units. So it's a kind of course that you can do at home. You can do it in your pajamas. You can do it when you have some spare time. And we think it'll be really interesting. The course has been tested out with a couple of master's classes and the feedback on the course from those students who are all practitioners in the field has been very, very positive.
Very good. Who will be teaching the course?
Well, the course will be taught primarily by two people at the beginning. One is myself, and the other one is Donna Bell. Donna actually was a former student of mine. She studied with me in her BSW program and in her MSW program. And she is now teaching herself at Northwest College. Donna is a Métis woman. She is very attached and interested in her own culture and her own roots, and is an excellent teacher. So Donna would probably be the person that students would relate to the most in terms of guiding them in their learning and being a person who can answer their questions and become engaged in the discussion groups. The other person who'll be involved in the course, but more from the in the background, is Bernadette Itale, the executive director of the Creating Hope Society, who was instrumental in getting a lot of this started in the first place. So we're working together on this, and in part, the revenues from the course will be to sustain the work of the Creating Hope Society to continue their mission of trying to keep Aboriginal children within their homes and communities.
Who do you think will be interested in the course?
Well, the course, we've targeted social workers for the course who spend a lot of their time working with Aboriginal people from many different perspectives. Our initial target was child welfare workers, where, as everyone knows, the caseloads of Aboriginal children are really high. But we think that anyone in social work would be interested in taking this, because no matter where you work, whether it's in a hospital or a school or a private agency or any other human service, Aboriginal people are often the bulk of the caseload that you work with. So we think it should have a broad interest in the social work field. But we're also targeting down the road other professions like teachers, child care workers, nurses. There's a lot of people who work with Aboriginal people who don't really understand very much about their beliefs and their traditions and their values and how they see the world. So we see it as something that could actually become a tremendous resource for helping professionals.
What kind of experience would this be for your students?
Well, we think it would be very exciting. You know, the platform that we're using for this is a really simple platform. It's a very user-friendly. It's easy to do. The films are very, very powerful, we think. A lot of the films are by people, from people who are Aboriginal, who talk about their experiences, what they think should happen, what has worked for them, what hasn't worked for them. So So we think the film material is very good. I think the written material is clear and easy to follow. It's nothing fancy, just some really fundamental concepts that we think people should be aware of. And the discussion groups, I think, are very promising. We think that the students having an opportunity to discuss with each other, and if they want to, form smaller subgroups who can discuss some of the issues where they have a common interest, should be interesting. And we're also hoping to bring in some guests once in a while from other places who have some insights to offer to the students and keep updating the material and maybe bring the guests in to be able to ask questions of them. So we're trying to make it as interesting as we can. Just following the lead from my favorite grandson, Cassius, who's a master at bringing in people from all over the world into his That Reporter Kid broadcasting site.
Thank you. Now, what do you think students will learn from this course? I mean, particular things, like what's the number one thing that they'll come away from this course that will be the best thing that they've learned?
Well, several things. The first one we hope they'll come back with is a much better understanding of Aboriginal people and the way they think and how they feel and how we can best work with them to help them achieve their goals. We feel that for too long we've imposed solutions on Aboriginal people, not just at the systems level, but often we assume that we know a lot of things that maybe don't work so well with Aboriginal people. So we have to better learn to appreciate how they see the world. And if we can help people to get a bit better insight into that world and maybe continue that learning process as they grow as professionals, we'd be very happy.
What sort of recognition do you think the students will receive after taking this course?
Aside from the competency they'll be developing, with the social work program, they'll receive 10 continuing education credits from the Alberta College of Social Workers. So it's something that all social workers have to do. They have to take courses to demonstrate that they're continuing to develop their competency as social workers. We'll also be trying to do this with other professional associations, so with particularly teachers and nurses and others who have an accreditation requirement. So whoever takes this can get the credit they need within their profession. We're also considering the possibility of expanding this into something that might be like a certificate in child welfare work, where people could take for perhaps 4 courses like this and receive academic credit for it. So finding a way to get people who are either students right now, who might become students, to get formal academic credit for the course as part of their degree pursuing ambitions.
All right. Thank you very much for having me here to interview you. It's been great.
But thank you, Cassius. It's been a pleasure working with my grandson. And I hope we'll be able to continue doing this down the road.
Absolutely, I agree.